This is Northwest News on 88.5 KNKX. Tacoma's city attorney's office is exploring ways to hold the makers of opioid painkillers accountable for the city's growing homelessness crisis. As 88.5's Monica Spain reports, the city is gathering information from law enforcement and other city officials to determine whether to move forward with a lawsuit against drug manufacturers.
The city attorney's office is working with outside counsel, and a decision on whether to sue opioid manufacturers could come in the next couple of weeks. Ultimately, that decision is up to Tacoma's city council and the mayor, who brought up the idea in a council meeting last week. Tacoma's chief deputy city attorney, Chris Bacha, says if the city were to win any money from a lawsuit, it could be used to put more police officers on the streets and keep homeless encampments clean.
That would be the idea, that if the city was successful in pursuing and obtaining a damage award, we'd want to use those funds to enforce state laws and to provide services to those people that are suffering from addiction to these drugs.
Bacha says the city also hopes it can change the way the drugs are marketed and prescribed, but he acknowledges a lawsuit will be expensive and could take a while to make its way through the courts. The city of Everett filed a lawsuit against the maker of OxyContin last January. Monica Spain, 88.5 News.